Pope Benedict had words of encouragement for three new ambassadors to the Holy See who presented their credentials Friday. In speaking to the Netherlands' new ambassador, the Pope noted the irreplaceable role of faith in communities in public life and public debate, and expressed his hope that the Catholic contribution to ethical debate within the country will be heard and heeded by all sectors of Dutch society. He also pointed out the importance of faith schools and of families based on the stable marriage between a man and a woman for what he called transmitting values rooted in a transcendent vision of human dignity. But he warned against a society that encourages alternative models of domestic life for the sake of a supposed diversity. Such a society, he said, is likely to store up social consequences that are not conducive to integral human development. Well, in greeting the new U.S. ambassador to the Holy See, Dr. Miguel Diaz, the Pope touched on similar themes. The crisis of our modern democracies, said the Pope, calls for a renewed commitment to reasoned dialogue in the discernment of wise and just policies respectful of human nature and human dignity. And here, the Pope pointed to the contribution of the Catholic Church in the U.S. to public discourse. The Holy Father called for the need for what he described as a clear discernment with regard to issues touching on the protection of human dignity and respect for the inalienable right to life from the moment of conception to natural death, as well as the protection of the right to conscientious objection on the part of healthcare workers and, indeed, of all citizens. While reiterating the words of his predecessor, John Paul II, Pope Benedict concluded, "A society lacks solid foundations when, on the one hand, it asserts values such as the dignity of the person, justice, and peace, but then, on the other hand, radically acts to the contrary by allowing or tolerating a variety of ways in which human life is devalued and violated, especially where it is weak or marginalized." Well, I spoke with Ambassador Diaz before his audience with Pope Benedict on Friday. He expressed his gratitude for the warm reception he and his family have been given by the people of Rome and by the Vatican.
I just want to sincerely express gratefulness also for this day as I begin to get ready to present my credentials to His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI.
So you're taking up your new post as the U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See with rather unique credentials as a Catholic academic and theologian. What do you hope to bring to the relations between your country and the Holy See?
Well, Tracy, thanks for, first of all, for conducting this interview with me this morning. And as I stated, I am very grateful, as well as the other members of my family, for this incredible opportunity to serve our country and to serve as bridge builders between the United States and the Holy See. As ambassador, I would hope that we can continue to work on a wide range of issues that are common to our interests with respect to the Holy See and the United States. We have already in the past cooperated on issues such as the rejection of religion as a means for violence. We have rejected terrorism. We have together worked just coming up in October now from the 14th to the 16th, we're working on a great conference on the prevention of HIV/AIDS from mother to child with Caritas Internationalis. We have also worked on issues related to the prevention of trafficking in persons. Given my educational background and my interests with respect to religion, culture, and racial relations, I am hoping that we can cooperate with the Holy See on interracial, intercultural, and interreligious conversations. So I look forward to beginning that work and to doing so for the sake of peace and human understanding among the different peoples of the world.
Now, you're also the first Hispanic to represent the United States here at the Vatican. Does this offer new opportunities hitherto unexplored?
Well, I think that the opportunities, as an American citizen, I represent the great richness that is the United States of America. And within that richness, we have a wide range of communities that comprise our peoples. President Obama, in several of his speeches, has spoken eloquently about our foundational principle, e pluribus unum, out of many one. And I represent that entire diversity. Of course, as a U.S. Hispanic, I also represent a growing community within the Catholic Church in the United States. It has been estimated that in a number of years, that community will possibly become the majority of Catholics in the United States. But I speak as a representative of the United States, and I wish to be known as someone who is not just the Hispanic ambassador, but the U.S. ambassador to the United States.
Now, it is no secret that the Holy See does not see eye to eye with the President Obama's administration on some issues, particularly the life issue. How do you expect to address such challenges to the relationship between the Holy See and the U.S.?
Tracy, first of all, I would say that there are some issues on which the U.S. administration and the Holy See are not in complete agreement, and abortion, in particular, may be the most obvious. I would say that this is normal in international relations between sovereign states. I know that the president, in his recent visit to the Holy See, to the Vatican, appreciated the opportunity to discuss a wide range of issues with the Pope and to hear his views. And I know that the president remains committed to finding common ground on these difficult issues. And so I want to focus on all the issues that bring us together and continue to develop. And as you know, we are celebrating 25 years of excellent diplomatic relations with the Holy See, and I'm looking forward as the new ambassador to enhancing that relationship and as I've stated before, to be a bridge builder between the United States and the Holy See.
And a warm thanks there to the new U.S. ambassador to the Holy See, Dr. Miguel Diaz. And to the new ambassador from the Philippines, Pope Benedict assured his prayers and closeness to the victims of Typhoon Ketsana, which devastated parts of his country in recent days. Noting many years of cooperation between the Philippines and the Holy See, Pope Benedict praised the new initiatives the government has been taking to improve living conditions for the Filipino people. The Pope remarked that the struggle against poverty calls for honesty, integrity, and an unwavering fidelity to the principles of justice, especially on the part of those directly entrusted with the offices of governance and public administration. Referring to ongoing conflict in some parts of the Philippines, the Pope said, "In an age when the name of God is abused by certain groups, the work of charity is particularly urgent." He encouraged all sides to persevere so that peace will prevail. Initiatives that aim at facilitating dialogue and cultural exchange are particularly effective, the Pope said, for peace can never come about merely as the product of a technical process engineered through legislative, judicial, or economic means. In the conviction that evil is only conquered through good, he concluded, many in your country are taking courageous steps to bring people together in order to foster reconciliation and mutual understanding.